Michael, a great result at the weekend that's left this Premier League title race looking very exciting, but has there been a need for a different message to the players this week, given the teams you're playing are Chelsea and Tottenham, who of course will be very keen to stop Arsenal winning?
Same message, keep doing what we've been doing. Focus on the game, on the task, prepare the game really well, as we have tried to do with the time that we had available, and the boys looked ready to go again.
How much character is your team showing at the moment after the win at the weekend, after the week you had?
As it was a good test to see how we react to certain obstacles and how much we want it, basically, and what we are capable of doing when the task raises the level of demands and some people are questioning, is the moment that you have to step up, and certainly the team did that.
Mauricio Pochettino has said that Cole Palmer is a doubt for this game. How big a boost would that be, given he has been their outstanding player this season?
I don't know. We have no control on the player's availability. We have control in ours, and whatever they put out there, when you look at the squad that they have, the quality that they have, it's great. I think they're doing very, very well. I think they're doing much better than people talk, and it will be a tough match tomorrow for sure.
Have you been surprised that, given you mentioned the quality in the Chelsea team, that they're in the league position they're in? And are there any comparisons to be made, maybe in your early days, what Mauricio Pochettino is having to deal with at the moment in terms of the project and improvement?
I think the journey of those clubs are very, very different. Nothing to compare, in my opinion. It's a huge admiration for Mau, because I know him since 23 years ago, and I really wish him all the best. He's an incredible manager. He's a huge leader, and he will inspire that club to get where they want to get, that's for sure.
A big talking point in the last couple of days, generally in the Premier League, has been around match officials, Nottingham Forest. Do you think it was right for Nottingham Forest to question the integrity of the match officials in the way they did yesterday?
I don't know. I'm not involved in that. I've been involved in a few, and that's nothing for me to comment.
Do think back to the Newcastle game earlier in the season when Arsenal kind of called for an improvement in the standard of officiating. Are there any comparisons to be made to some of yesterday's decisions that maybe there's still work to be done?
No, I don't know. I think we are all trying to improve the game in the best possible way, and we are all aligned. Things are going to happen. They will happen in the future as well. And yeah, when it touches you, it's very difficult, and you have to sympathize with that, because we've all been there.
Just finally, do you think the way the referees are selected for games, is that a fair process at the moment?
I don't know. We are not involved in that. I'm sure they are doing whatever they think is the best solution, the best process, and it's constantly in review. Everything that we do is evolving and is in constant evolution, and they will try to get it better and better, and I'm certain that that will happen.
Okay, Niff from the PLP.
Hi. How big was that win at Wolves after a couple of difficult results? It felt like a very mature performance by Arsenal.
Mm. In terms of size, it was quite good. It really meant a lot to us. We are in a great position in the Premier League. We've been like this for 9 months, 9.5 months, and we want really to give it a real go and be really determined to do what is in our hands to try to lift that trophy. And tomorrow we're going to have a very tough opponent in front of us, and we will try to overcome that opponent again.
The fact this season there are three teams involved in the title race, it feels that it's more challenging, it's more exciting, and the margins are tighter. Would you agree with that?
They are, because obviously you depend on another two teams as well, and you talk about, as I always said, the best two teams in the decade of this league, and in my opinion, two of the best in the history of this league. So this is where we are.
What do you make of Chelsea in the last couple of months, and despite the defeat at Wembley against City? We can clearly see the improvement. When you face them in the winter, they managed to really challenge you. Yeah. What do you expect tomorrow?
Huge improvements. I think they deserve to be in a much higher position in the league when you look at what they've done and what they produce in games. They have reached a final, they have reached a semi-final, they could have gone through. So I think what Mauricio is doing is really impressive, and I'm sure that he's going to get them there.
Ian, TalkSport.
Hi, Mika. How are you?
Hi, very good, thank you.
Do you enjoy playing against, or pissing your wits against Mauricio Pochettino? I know he's a good friend of yours.
Enjoy. I have to play against him. He needs to play against me. It's a huge club. It's a London derby. It's a massive game for us, and we have prepared the best possible way.
In terms of officials you were asked about earlier, you said that things, you think things will change in the future. Do you think things need to change in the future? Do you think that we have a great product on the pitch, see loads of goals, great title race, there's just one little thing letting it all down at the moment? Do you think it needs to change?
No, I think it evolved. I think it will evolve because the game is evolving, and the officiating will evolve in direction with the game probably, and the technology as well. And there will be new rules for sure, and they will implement new rules in the future. We have to be open to that.
We've seen last week in the Champions League, VAR decisions were made a lot quicker. Was that your perception, that things are different in Europe compared to here at home?
It was super fast. I was fascinated. I don't know. You can really see in 2 seconds, five different screens. So I would like to review that process.
Finally, after the game on Saturday, Pep Guardiola brought up the schedule again. The fact that City had to play Wednesday and then the FA Cup semi-final Saturday. You're playing Saturday and now on Tuesday. I just wanted your idea about whether or not the schedule, the calendar needs to be looked at. Maybe managers need to be spoken to by not only those putting the games on, but also by their chief execs who sign the things that say not only these games have to happen for them to play, but also that tours before and after seasons can go ahead.
Yeah, but I already gave my opinion last week about it, and I understand that is a really important topic, but I said what I think, and let's see, there are some improvements, and we look after the players as good as we possibly can between all of us. It's not just an individual responsibility, it's all the factors. The clubs are involved heavily as well, with the broadcaster, with the FA. It's a lot of decisions to be made, and I think we really need to sit down and rethink what we are doing.
George, BBC, special day, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Got a nice cake here for us.
For all of us.
Yeah, well, that's the amount. I just wondered, on Saka and Declan Rice and their scheduling, a lot of your players, I think some of them are close to playing sort of 50 games now. Arsene Wenger used to say that they'd have this red zone, and I know Arsenal do a lot of work on stats. How close are your players to being burnt out with scheduling and what they're going through at the moment with seasons? Are they almost like they can't wait for the season to end just to get a couple of weeks off?
I don't know. When I see them this morning, I had to stop them because winning as well is a big boost of energy. And after the performance against Wolves and winning and having to play a London derby tomorrow, everybody's ready for it. Something else is, yes, the amount and the volume of those games. It's not the moment for us to look at that. We have to think in a positive way and feel and think that we are fresh to perform the best possible way.
When you talk about officiating evolving, would you be open to maybe looking at refs from other countries coming to the Premier League? Do you think that would help? Because you could arguably get the best refs in Europe to come and officiate possibly in the Premier League. Would you be in favour of that?
I know we have to open to everything. So we have owners from everywhere. We have directors, sporting directors from everywhere, managers, players. I don't know. I think we have to look in-house. And I think there is already a very strong program to develop referees because it was something it was already explained that it would take some time to process. But they are on it. So we're not going to make that decision. That's a decision for them to understand who is the best to take charge of that.
And just one more on Cole Palmer. I just wondered if you had much to do with him at Man City when he was probably breaking. I think you'd left
no.
by the time we get into the first team.
He was too young at the time. Yeah.
Okay, Jordan Athletic.
Mikhail, hi. For years, Arsenal's record against the big six teams in the country used to let them down at this point in the season. Last year, I think you took 19 from 30. This year, with 3 games to go, I think you can still take 22 maximum. What's changed there in the psychology when it comes to these big games?
Well, whether it's psychology, whether it's performance, whether it's getting better as a team, and obviously the more you win against big teams, the more belief you have that you can do it consistently. And we prepare every game to beat them, and tomorrow definitely will be the same, and we will have to prove on the pitch whether we are capable or not.
When you're a player, even when you first took over as manager, Chelsea were probably more established as the pedigree, the top team. Do you think that's now switched now that Arsenal got into the game as the dominant side?
I don't know, but when you look at the history of what they've done in the last 20 years, there is a difference, big difference, and we need to do that, and we haven't done any of that yet.
James, I want to ask you about the balance of the team. If you look at the right-hand side, Saka, White, Odegaard, it's pretty much fixed and it's been there for 2-3 years now. The left side has been a lot more change at left-back, Havertz moving back to midfield, Martinelli, Trossard. It feels like you've not quite settled on a formula on that side yet. Was that something you thought you would have got by this stage of the season?
Well, the fact is as well that we had a lot of injuries in that side. Obviously, the fact that we haven't had Thomas for 6-7 months has affected us in a way to play Declan as well in a different position. But I look at it as something really positive as well, that we have the possibility to change players and find different dynamics and units within that side.
James, ESPN.
Hi, Mikhail.
Hi.
As a manager, what you make of the Chelsea project, you know, spending £1 billion in 2 years and trying to build the team, sort of almost all thrown together, just what you make of that as an idea?
I'm not the person too that I can talk about what we have done, but not about what other clubs do. It's entirely up to them, and they will have their vision and very clear how they're going to get where they want to get.
Would you like £1 billion to spend?
Sorry?
Would you like £1 billion to spend?
Depends. I like a lot what I have, and I'm very pleased with that.
Because I guess the point I'm kind of trying to get to is that spending money is not necessarily guarantee
of
success, is it, when you look at what Chelsea have done in the last few years?
Well, if you look, that's, I think, a very short sample, because if you look in the history of the Premier League in the last 20 years, the ones that they have spent the most and what has happened, I think there is a big relation. So, depending how you look at it.
So you think they'll come good eventually?
I'm convinced they will. With that squad, yes. And with the manager that they have, yes.
Kaya?
Yuri Timber's going to be involved for the under-21s tonight against Blackburn. If he comes through that, is there a chance he could be involved against Spurs over the weekend?
That's a quick step. Let's see how he feels today. He's been training really good. He looks ready. He needs that exposure, and after that we'll assess whether that game comes in the right time or too fast, and try to get him with us for the final games.
I don't know. Might be another quick step. Obviously, the Euros are coming up in the summer, and then Holland will be wanting to look at him and maybe take him. Would you say that would be too soon for him, and maybe that would be a bit of a risk if he was to go to that tournament in the summer?
Well, at the moment, it looks really far because he hasn't played any football. So let's see how he goes tonight. Let's see if he can contribute in an impactful way in our season, and then we'll see what happens in the summer.
Okay, we've got one from VG Norway.
Hi, Miguel.
Hi.
Football has seen plenty of wonder kids that have failed to live up to their potential, but how do you think Martin Ødegaard did it?
Fulfill his potential?
Yeah.
Hopefully not. Hopefully there is still a lot more to come. He's still very young and he's made huge strides in the last few seasons. He's got a massive role at the club, and hopefully he can keep growing.
But the wonder kid brand is a heavy, can be heavy to bear, and we have seen many fail to deliver after that. Why do you think that Martin has proved that wrong?
Well, especially because he had to wear that kit since he was 14-15, you know, and that's not easy, but I think he has handled that in a great way. I think the steps that he made as well to progress and to have minutes and develop his career, especially when he went to Real Sociedad, I think it was a really intelligent move. And then from there, I think he took off, and now we have the player that we have.
And how important has he been in building this team that now is challenging for the Premier League title for the second year in a row?
Well, he's our captain, he's one of our main players, and when you look at the impact that he has with us daily, it's amazing. So we are really happy to have him.